There's no even playing ground. It's just already created for you. Because your greatness is there. There's no doubt about it. So the chance can't be given. It's just to make it impossible. To make it a lose-lose situation. Even when you win, because it comes with something. You fight your own people. And then it's sooner or later it blends in so much you don't even know who those people are. You just know that people are people and that you can be screwed over by anybody, no matter what color or shade they are. So you talk a good game about color, racism, and how color shouldn't matter. But yet we'll stand on the whole other side of the game and say, your people, how can you do this to your people? Who's my people? People have been done in by colors that look just like them, the same. So then how do you decipher who to trust and who's for you, who's not for you, huh? So I guess you do have to really start looking at people for who people are. Does it doom them from their history? Because I guess we'd all be doomed. I think things were meant to be done over, changed. Somewhere along the way, someone didn't do something right. But what I do know and believe that love cannot ever go wrong. They say that it can, but that's not love, you see, because love shows itself. Love isn't just words. Never was just words. We look to hear stuff before we look to see. But go figure. So what do you do with that information when you learn that? What will it tell you? You say, we say, we love God. But what we have learned of God is what they told us. So it has people confused. It has people thinking that they can choose. Well, there is a good one. That's a good one there because there is freedom of choice. You have all the opportunity to make choices. Gave you the free will. Didn't say it wouldn't have consequences.
Didn't say that, now did it?
Use that as you make your choices, and not because someone's the same skin color as you or not the same skin color, because obviously that hasn't worked. Look where we are now. But we'll work. I don't know, maybe something different. Go figure. Repeating the same things because it's passed down and passed down doesn't mean that you should use it. It means you should learn from it and see what worked and what didn't work and what we can do different. And I tell you this month, shades mean nothing. So who is your true tribe? Is it the ones that'll do you in? Or is it the ones that know what's right and they're here for humanity to win? How do you know you win? When people stop killing people, when people stop starving people, when people actually care about people, when people are not here just to make sure that you never make it. I think that's how we know when evil is eradicated. Who's up for that? Seems like many can't deal when they even get close so easily to be persuaded or taken over by the little bit of power they've given. I wonder how they feel when the time comes for them to face their very lives that they've lived. I imagine some will cry like little bitches. Huh. Very much so. True courage, integrity, an honor, and a stand-up type of person. Doesn't mean anything that money tells us that it does. It means that they're a good person. Money can't tell you who a person is, but your actions damn sure can. Don't be a fool. Too many of those walking around on a daily basis.
everywhere we see. They run the country.